RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
And good morning and welcome to Tee to Green. We are live this morning from Niagara Falls Country Club. Final round of the Porter Cup tees off in under an hour now. 8 a.m. will be the first groups off in the final round of the Porter Cup, 62nd annual Porter Cup. I'm Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis with Brian Koziol is off this week, Jeff.
Which is a rare week off. Very rare.
Kind of like your microphone.
Yeah, off. Now that's off. Now it's working.
Not rare.
It's a semi-miracle they're getting this played with the weather that came in on Wednesday.
All right, well, we're going to talk to some folks about the getting this played and all that goes into it. Yes. Tournament directors Dina Armstrong and Mike Vich join us both here. And Dina, we'll start with you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for the nice greeting this morning, too, and being here early. Though you guys never left, did you, Mike?
No, we slept here again. Yeah. just 4 nights in a row. We'll be fine.
Let's talk about getting this tournament played, Dina. I'll start with you. I was here Tuesday, played in the morning, came back for dinner, and saw all the water on the golf course. Pretty miraculous job by everybody involved here.
Our groundskeeper Dave Mateer did an outstanding job as usual. I was here on Wednesday morning and I walked all 18 holes, and it was pretty shocking how much water there was all over the course. And then to come back on Thursday and all the players were amazed. We got nothing but raves about the rolling of the greens, how much the water had cleared. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, Mike,
Brian Mateer, right? That's what we're praising.
David Mateer.
Brian's brother.
Brian's brother. David. I know. Yeah, it's off.
His other brother.
He's an interesting guy. He said to me, he goes, "Don't worry." He started texting me and saying, "Look, we can't play." And in one text he sends me, he's on the 12th green and he's videoing. He's looking at the water all surrounding the green. I'm like, "Well, how'd you get there?" He goes, "I swam to it." He tossed his phone onto the green
and he waded
across. And at that part of the course where the creek runs, you know, there's some snakes, right? And he goes, "I was in the water with a snake." I thought that was pretty heroic. But he's an incredible guy. He's done some incredible things for us in the last. Most of the green complexes that have been rebuilt were done in-house. Certainly we had Trip Davis as our golf course architect to help, and his shaper to help us make sure the greens were set up correctly. But Dave and his team have done all the work themselves. So we're pretty lucky to have somebody like him on our team.
And even yesterday, when between the two rounds, he changed all the pin placements, which all the kids at the first tee, I was like, "Take your new pin placements." And they're like, "They changed the, how'd they do that?" I go, "Because the guy followed you around the last group. And the minute you left the green, he changed the pin." So they were pretty shocked about that, too.
Yeah, and you know, Jeff, that is a pro, you know, to have a tournament with 36 holes one day. There's a lot of that goes into a lot of thought and a lot of coordination that needs to
happen. Oh, yeah, yeah. On the management end, it makes it a lot of fun and a long day, I know.
It was a long day.
Those decisions are very difficult because you always want to play. It's a championship, so you want to get in as many holes as you can so you identify the best player. So you guys are getting all your holes in. That's outstanding. I mean, you're here on the escarpment, so I imagine it drains. Drains pretty well normally.
It drains so well. We actually had the town of Lewiston supervisor and highway superintendent out yesterday to survey the creek where it runs, you know, through the course out, you know, off our property. And they found a spot where some landowner just off the property put a walk bridge in, and they're thinking they're gonna have to take that out. They see where it held up some of the water flow. It's moving. It eventually, of course, receded. It's flushing out, but. They're like, "I think, you know, if you have another problem, just call us. We'll come back and we'll yank that stuff out of there," is great.
I don't even think it really came up much in the discussion to have 54 holes. We always wanted it to be 72.
Definitely.
Right from the start, we were going to do one of the days, whether it be Thursday or Friday, we were going to do 36. And we opted for Friday to give the course a little bit more chance to dry out on Thursday. And it ended up working out actually perfectly.
Well, you know, for most of the maybe Garrett Rank aside, we'll talk about him in a moment. But most of the they're kids. They're like, "Yeah, we play 36. We play 54 every day."
Absolutely, right? Absolutely. I mean, some of the mids had a little more challenge, and one of our mid ams has this 12-year-old son on the bag, and that poor kid was a little bit pooped. But gotta give him. It was cute. It was really cute. He was sitting down a few times, but.
But they were exhausted at the end of the day, all the players.
Sure.
They, even in college, I was asking them, they don't play 36 in a tournament normally, in the college tournaments. That is what they were saying. Now, you know, they don't do it too much. Not too much anymore.
And it's mentally exhausting as a player. It's not just the walking and that stuff. It's how focused you are and you're grinding on each shot, your attention and everything. That's a mentally draining day, and that can be as tiring as a physically draining day.
Unless you're on a roll, like one of the kids, what did he shoot, 65, 66 yesterday. So
that's
if you're on a roll
that,
it makes the day
maybe you're not so tired at the end.
Exactly.
Good. Want to go again? Yeah.
Watching the putts drop make things not fatigue. We are joined by Dina Armstrong and Michael Vich, the tournament directors of the Porter Cup. Final round today here at Niagara Falls Country Club. This is open to the public?
Open to the public. There's parking off Military Road, so if you come down the 190, you'll see the signs. Just follow the signs in.
That's a donation to the Boy Scouts?
Donation to the Lewiston Boy Scouts, and they're very appreciative. They're a big fundraiser for them.
Might sell you some popcorn too.
You never know. You can give them. You can throw them. They only ask for $5. You can throw them 10 if you like. That's fair. We will until we run out. There'll be Porter Cup programs. Certainly pairing sheets for everybody that comes out. But we anticipate a fantastic day of golf. The leaders will start at noon. So plan to get here midday.
We got a local leader.
And we have a local leader,
young Ben Riker. Well, he's not that well. He's kind of young. Yeah,
he is. Well, yeah, he's
kind of young.
He's
I know Ben
young,
well.
But this might be his
sixth or seventh
fifth,
time.
Yeah, sixth quarter cup.
He's been a good player for a long
started
time.
Started out as a qualifier years ago, and then
fantastic player.
Yeah, fantastic. And he's a nice kid. His dad comes, carries the bag. They're regulars here every year. Yeah. So it'd be really nice to see something like that.
Has a local ever won it?
No, we were talking about that last
night.
Yeah.
Dinner well, last
night.
Trying
to look you got to go back to like Ward Wetlaufer, right? Ward Wetlaufer.
1955.
Yeah, rest, you know, it would have been like 61, 62, something. You know, I'll have to go back and figure out the. But we were racking ourselves like who won it early on. I mean, the first year they played 1959, I think that had to be a local. Or, you know, they called it the International Invitational at Niagara Falls Country Club. And there had to be somebody regional anyway.
Or even the local Canadians just across the border a couple times.
But then when Consec won, which was the first real Porter Cup, I guess, you know, when they had actual Porter Cup, he was an Ohio State player, and he was kicking Jack Nicklaus' butt on the golf team at Ohio State.
Right.
Or at least he claims he was. And nice man, very nice man. And he came back to
Doctor.
Exactly.
Came back to us, but we were racking ourselves. We think it was Katz, who was the last
Jake
local.
Katz.
Jake Katz,
yeah.
was the last
or the legendary Fred Silver
that was in the final group on the last day. We're trying to remember who it was. Yeah. I mean, we had certainly
Gavin Hall,
Rochester guys. Yep. We were talking, you know, don't want to be too.
Oh, and Fred Silver played the 1 year.
Fred Silver would have been
in the final group 1 year.
I guess that would be early 70s.
No, it was later
doubled.
Than that when he was played it? With the other club member. The name is escaping
Slipko.
Me.
Mike
Slipko. Yep, the two of them.
We're going way
the two
back
of them
now.
Together were in the final round. Yeah. It was in the 80s or 90s for sure.
I don't think it was 80s or 90s. I don't know. We'll have to go back. We'll have to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, it's Dean has only worked on the tournament. How many years?
I'm not going to do
the
number.
Well, since she was two, and
Ben Crenshaw won the first year.
I've got 32 years in, and I started when I was 12. But it's
You mentioned Ben Crenshaw. When I had a chance to meet him in Austin at the tournament there, and I was kind of awestruck. I'm like, Mr. Crenshaw. He's like, call me Ben. I'm like, I cannot call you Ben. You're Mr. Crenshaw.
Yeah.
You know what a cool legacy to have. Names like Ben Crenshaw, Phil Mickelson, David Duvall, Tiger Woods competing in here. I even go back to I always mention the Porter Cup when I'm following Richie Wawrenski.
No question.
On the PGA Tour because the winner here, and there he is. I think it's most recent winner to make the PGA Tour, if I'm not mistaken.
That's a good question.
Yes.
Oh, most recent winner, probably.
Yes,
yeah, probably.
Definitely.
Most recent
probably.
Ones.
Because right before him, Danny McCarthy is on the tour as well. And, you'll see Taylor Pendrith now is playing on the Corn Ferry Tour.
We were counting last week. Something like 15 out of 30 in the points list this year played in this event.
Yes. In the program, we have a page FedEx standings,
and they're highlighted
as of the end of last month. But we had there was a good third of the top 100 have been here.
Yeah. Well, and this is one of those events too where fond memories of the players, even the parents. So I asked Mark McCumber. The other day, I said, hey, you know, Porter Cup to Tyler. He's like, Tyler played in that. Oh, he had a great time. So who's now on the PGA Tour also, his son Tyler McCumber. So the players have come here, and it's great that Dudley Hart came back with his son this year. Mm-hmm. It's great to see Dudley the other night and have a conversation with him, to have that legacy carry on.
Yeah, Chris Patton's son is playing as well.
Yeah, you've got to thrill you guys, the tournament directors, that the folks who've played in it want their kids to come back and play.
It is. Well, pretty nice place up here.
Oh, it's pretty nice.
You know,
The coaches are, the coaches that have played here are, very helpful, too. Like today, that Cade Breitenstein, who's one of the leaders, plays at Kent State. His coach, John Mills, he's a Canadian, played years ago, and he might be driving up today just to watch the kid play today. So that's kind of cool, too.
Let's talk about some of the players. We mentioned Ben Riker from East Amherst, who's in the lead at 9-under par, one-shot lead over, I want to pronounce his name, is it?
Frank Coeur.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm just going to give you the lead. Chris Frank Coeur, who is 8-under par, also Herman Senkny is 8-under par. He's from Norway.
He might, I he might be our first player ever from Norway. And in fact, about, you know, I don't know if it was 3 or 4 weeks ago, he sent me a note and said he was traveling around, you know, playing in some tournaments. And I said, I don't think we've ever had a player from Norway. Would love to have you. And he plays at Purdue, which is interesting because the women's Porter Cup winner was from Purdue.
Yes. Awesome.
So that would be kind of an interesting twist as well.
Chance for a Boilermaker sweep here.
Yeah,
that'd
be something.
That'd be good for their program and their recruiting, that's for
well,
sure.
If you're an NHL fan, and who isn't right now, of course, the Sabres, a lot of news. Stay tuned to WGR all day long for see if that Reinhardt trade did happen late last night to the Florida Panthers. Someone's waking up saying, what? Well, anyway, there are more details that come on that. But Garrett Rank, NHL official, and a fantastic amateur golfer. This guy's qualified for the U.S. Open before.
Yes.
He's in contention here at 7 under par, 2 back.
Yeah, he had a pretty good day yesterday, too. Second round,
yeah, 63.
I guess he's in pretty good shape and can walk the second to 18. He really plays at an incredibly high level. It's something, you know, it's great. And that's part of the kind of the history and tradition of Porter Cup. The Doc McMahon, who, you know, was very, very involved for many, many years, he had this passion for the mid-amateurs. And it's kind of cool that we still have, you know, now down to a handful of mids in the field, but we look to try to bring those players here as well every year. We were a little disappointed a few couldn't come this year, but we're really, really happy that Garrett's representing the way he is.
Yeah. Phil's been working Tim too hard. Tim Mickelson used to play for years and years.
Yes. Yeah.
And he's a new father, so a lot more things.
Well, that's
going
the problem with a lot of the mids this year. They had either work commitments or they have children that are now starting to play sports and do things. Yeah.
Those kids mess up a lot of things.
Yeah. So but Garrett is not married yet, so he comes every year. He's, I think, like 10 years he's been here. Oh. So he's pretty familiar with the golf course in the area.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for Carson Baca. I had a chance to, we played with him the other day in the Ham-Am, which, by the way,
you won.
By the way, we won. We did win for the first time ever. The same group I always play with, and
you won the closest to the pin too, didn't you?
I hit a beauty. I thought I was going in.
Oh yeah,
number four.
And you got a gift in the pro shop. Awesome. Make sure you get it. Make sure you get it before you leave today.
You think I will forget? I won't forget. No, but what I wanted to say was, first of all, Carson, what a great kid. I mean, and every year. And I've been fortunate to play in it, my gosh, maybe 10 years now. Yeah. That to me, like, winning, not the highlight. Meeting the kids. I think I got a friend, we just hit it off, and he's like, hey, what's your number? Like, we've been texting back and forth here, and just couldn't be more impressed with a young man. And he's in contention. He's 4 under. He was tied for the lead at one point yesterday. Just had a little trouble coming in. And it's funny, during the practice round, he said, man, these are going to be tough holes coming in 16, 17, 18.
No question. Yeah. No question.
He's the norm, though. They're all gentlemen. They carry themselves wonderfully on the golf course. And, you know, they greet you at the first. They want to talk to you. They're very outgoing. It's a fun event.
It's
a great experience.
Yeah, and kids want to come back year after year. And I know they couldn't stay in homes this year, which is normally part of the lure of the event.
It probably hurt our field a little bit. But when we started inviting, the guidelines were not there yet. And we didn't even know if we could have a big party. So we did have a dinner dance last night, which was probably a third of the normal size.
Right.
For the same reason, we just didn't have enough lead time to let people understand what we were going to do. But I'm looking forward to it. Next year will be even better.
Yeah.
I think we'll
have
the field to notch back up a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, the nice thing is they come, they have the experience, they tell their friends, they tell their teammates.
We might get the third guy on the, I don't know what the number he is on the Auburn team, but when he goes back, he had such a great experience that.
A lot of referral business.
Yes.
Carson.
I'll tell you, the Stanford coach every year sends us almost all his players. So as you can see, Ethan is right up there. So it's pretty interesting.
All right. So again, they tee off 8 a.m. Leaders go off at noon.
Yes.
It is, admission is free.
Admission's free. Just
pay the Boy Scouts,
$5 to park.
$5 to park. Don't be cheap. Give them $10. All right. It's the Boy Scouts, right? They mold good young men here.
Yeah, they need it.
and you know, come out here and enjoy a great afternoon of watching some future pro stars, because there are going to be players in this field that make the Korn Ferry Tour and PGA Tour in the future. Dina Armstrong, Michael Vich, tournament directors, thank you so much for joining us today and having us out here
at
Niagara Falls Country Club.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, we will take a short time out here. We come back, we got to check in on the PGA Tour, tip of the week, all those things still to come from Niagara Falls Country Club on TD Green here on WGR.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Niagara Falls Country Club, Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Metis, Brian Koziel has the week off. We give him 1 week off a year. That's out of 52 weeks.
Right.
And he chose to take this week. Even with all the action going on with the Sabres in the draft, Owen Power, number one, trading Rasmus Ristolainen yesterday, waiting for confirmation, perhaps to come today, on Sam Reinhart to the Florida Panthers for a first next year.
A pick at 13.
And a goalie prospect. They took took another pick to the forward, Rosen. Not Josh Rosen, the quarterback. Rosen, the forward from Sweden, yes. All right, we have a lot to get to in leaderboards today here. We'll start off with the Porter Cup leaderboard. Ben Reichert, we'll mention his name. He is in the lead right now at the Porter Cup. He'll tee off at noon at 9 under par, and a local kid trying to win the hometown tournament. So good luck to Ben Reichert.
Yeah, I'm just talking to his high school golf coach here, and I've known Ben for a long, long time and seen him grow up as a player, and we're going to be rooting for him today. It'd be really, really cool if he could bring this home today.
You know, every dad's dream is for the kid to be better than him, and his dad. I used to watch him hit balls at Battistoni Golf Center.
Oh, he's way better than his dad.
Yes, I was going to say, though, you've achieved it, Mr.
Yes,
Reichert.
So, Brian. He achieved it a long time ago, yes.
And I know his Uncle Dave, who's a local hockey writer, so rooting for Brian Reichert today. All right, let's get to the PGA Tour leaderboard and the 3M Open in Blaine, Minnesota. Speaking of local, Adam Hadwin, although he's Canadian, but not from this part of Canada, the eastern part of Canada. He's from western Canada, from Moose Jaw out there in Manitoba. Adam Hadwin is in the lead along with Ryan Armour. They're both 10 under par. Both shot second round 65s yesterday. Bo Hoag is among four players at 9 under par. Ches Reavie, Johnny Vegas, and Roger Sloan. For Hoag and Sloan, it would be their first PGA Tour victories if they could do so. Everybody else is a prior winner of names that I had mentioned before. Of some notables, of some Gary Woodland, by the way, also in the mix. He's at 7 under, just to mark some notables. But Dustin Johnson failed to make the cut yesterday. He was off to a great start. He was 3 under on the round, 4 under, and then made 3 bogeys in a 5-hole stretch. Jeff, his caddy, his brother, tested positive for COVID this week, so was not on the bag. He had the TaylorMade Tour rep, on the bag with him for it. So putting-wise, he putted okay, despite using two different putters in the first and second round. He does it all the time, though. I think he's one. I just feel like I'm going to use this, and I think he's good enough for that. But his brother does a great job reading the greens for him with that aim point, and wasn't there. But that wasn't the issue.
He seems sloppy. You were covering for PGA Tour Radio, weren't you? So it seemed like he was a little bit sloppy out there. Missed the green with a wedge in his hand, stuff like that. Bogey to par 5, a very short par 5. So, you know, you come back from Europe and he's been on the grind, and maybe not having his brother there or his caddy there, and just all those things can start to add up, and maybe you're just not as sharp as you need to be to, you know, you have to be at your best every week to make the cut.
He missed 8 fairways. And 8 greens yesterday.
That's
you,
a lot.
Yeah, you don't make cuts on the PGA Tour. Well, fairways, one thing, right? I mean, he's playing a distance game, although it isn't hit as far as he certainly can. Like, he and Tony Finau dial it down to find more fairways. But when you miss 8 greens in regulation, you've got problems.
What's that old saying? 2 things that don't last: dogs chasing cars and pros putting for pars, right? So, it's a tough way to try to get up and down, because you only have 10 birdie opportunities then, and you know, if you're trying to get up and down. And the players that are winning, they're always putting well, and you know this better than everybody watching it every week. And iron play, proximity to the hole, that's super important. That's why Colin Morikawa did so well. His iron play is outstanding. I love watching him play, by the way.
Yes.
And just how he comports himself out there. But, yeah, it's tough for these players to go week after week after week, different course, different facility, and still shoot good scores.
I think and Louis Oosthuizen did shoot back-to-back rounds of 3 under par. He's playing alongside Dustin Johnson. So Oosthuizen in the mix again, striking it well. He made birdie putts yesterday of 40 feet, 50 feet, and 27 feet.
Well,
he missed the 12-footers, but he made the long ones.
And the travel has just got to be such a grind for these guys. I mean, you know, it seems so glamorous and everything else, but that travel gets it's got to wear on you. Time zone differences, everything that comes with it. And then you go from playing an open-type golf course to that, and it's vastly different. So there is, you know, I'm not making excuses. These are the best players in the world, and they usually find a way, but it is a difficult thing to do.
No, I think you're spot on there. I think we don't take in account enough the travel and the wear and tear on their bodies. I will say this about Dustin Johnson. Last year, he withdrew after the first round of this event when he shot, I think it was 82. He had a back injury. And everybody's like, what's going to happen now? And then what happened was he took a week off and then went on this incredible tear, right? It might have been a couple of weeks off, and he won the FedEx Cup, ends up winning the Masters, in the fall, and it was a great run. But you look at it since then, and it's been, okay, he was tied for 8th at the Open Championship, but you're wondering, all right, when's Dustin going to turn it on again here? And yeah, I think it's that time. You know, the playoffs, I think that's when we'll see it.
Maybe he's, you know, mentally resting himself to get ready for this stretch run and the playoffs. But, he hasn't had a lot of top tens this year. He won early, right? He won early in the year. And since then, he hasn't really – I don't remember seeing his name. I mean, he's kind of in there. He's kind of – but he's never competed for a victory since then. I don't think he's had too many top tens or second or anything like that. So it's been a little bit of a rough – I mean, he's still – doing well, you know, he's not stinking, but he's not as sharp as he can be. And you never know what it takes with a player like that. It could be two good swings one day, and boom, then the switch flips, and he's on a tear again.
Yeah, when they find something, right? Just right. A small thing.
It's just that feeling, and then all of a sudden you get that confidence, and then it's on. You know, then it's on.
All right, let's look at the LPGA this week. They are in France. They're playing right now the Evian Championship, and Zhongjin Li is in the lead right now, even through five holes at 15 under par. That's a three-stroke lead over Arya Jatanagarn, who's at 12 under par.
And that's a huge one for the ladies, for the women.
Yes, it's a major for the ladies over there on the LPGA Tour playing in France. So we'll keep an eye on that as it's happening. Also happening overseas, the Champions Tour Report, which is brought to you by our friends at Donald Ross, the world's finest golf clothing. And
which we are wearing, yes.
Yes. Their stuff is awesome. As I always say, my wife says.
Steel, too.
Yeah. Darren Clark, Senior Open Championship in Sunningdale, the old course. Can they call it the old course? I mean, there's
Sunningdale, it's not that old.
I know, but I'm just saying that it's the Sunningdale old course in Berkshire, England. Right, but, you know, St. Andrews to me is the old course, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I also don't like everybody naming their holes like Augusta does, so I'm not a fan of that either.
Not a fan of the hole names?
No, nope, just what number it is. I don't think they all need names. Augusta does it, let them do it.
Yeah, I am I'm probably with you on that, only
feels
because
forced.
The tournaments I work where there's hole names, I'm like, oh, no.
Forgot that.
Well, that's just another sheet I got to carry, another notation I got to make on there. Anyways, Darren Clark. I'll be teeing off here in a half an hour. So Darren Clark is in the lead at 8 under par. I think everybody loves Darren Clark, right?
It's fun to watch.
Right. It's fun to watch when he's in Rochester for the Peach. Like, he was out having beers with guys, right? I mean, when he won the Open back in 2011, 10 years ago. It wasn't 11. No, it wasn't ever. In that realm. It was fantastic, right? Have you seen Darren Clark lately?
Yeah, he's enjoying life at its
he's
finest.
He's not hitting the fitness trail.
No, he's not. No.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyhow, God bless him, right? He's having a great time.
He's at that point in his life.
One of the great characters in golf. Anyways, Darren Clark, Aiden, Jerry Kelly, Bernhard Langer, one back at 7 under par. Paul Broadhurst, who won in Rochester at Oak Hill, senior
PGA. I've met him. Nice man.
A few years ago, he and Ernie Els are 6 under par, and... In case you're wondering, Miguel Angel Jimenez.
How old is Langer? Man, he's been playing the senior tour.
He's in his 60s. I want to say 63.
Man, he's still competitive.
Yes. Well, he hits the fitness trailer.
Yes, he does.
A lot.
Yes.
So, although...
No cigars for him either, I'm imagining.
You know, let me. We still have our PGA Tip of the Week coming up, and that'll be in the next segment. But I want to ask you this question about Bernhard Langer and his putting stroke. All right? Mm-hmm. So, he's got the broom handle putter, right? Mm-hmm. Was he anchoring it or not? You know, he has it against his chest, brings it out here. Now there's this talk about anchoring on the left arm. Should that be banned? Roy McIlroy is one who said, yeah, I think that should be banned because it's anchoring. Matt Kuchar this week, who missed the cut, was anchoring off his right arm. Practicing with anchoring off, yes.
That seems peculiar.
Yes, okay. All right.
Did he play that way or just practice that way?
I don't know if he played that way, but I know
he was practicing.
I can see it being
a one-handed drill, but I can't see playing that way.
He was seen. There was images of him on the practice screen anchoring the right arm with that. Now, as you're shaking your head saying, "Oof, that sounds bad," I wanted to ask this question. What is your stance on the forearm anchoring?
You know, if it was such an advantage, I think every player would be doing it right now. And do they revisit these rules over time and stuff? I also think cross-handed's a better way to putt. You know, I mean, I think there's better ways to putt with the left-hand low for a right-handed golfer.
Right.
I think that's an advantage. If you started off that way, I think Arnold Palmer was the one that said, if I'd started golf again, I'd play cross-handed or I'd putt cross-handed. I don't have a problem with it. I know guys try it and then they leave it. Certain guys are doing it. You know, if it's, like I said, if it's an advantage, every player on the tour would be doing it right now.
I agree with you 1,000%.
Yeah.
See, when they're talking about banning it, my point in this is, well, listen, it's available to you. It's not like you have something available to you that I don't. If I wanted to anchor because if it was such a great advantage, then I'd go to it. But if it doesn't work for me, if it doesn't feel right, then That's my choice, right?
Right, yeah. And like, I want to switch to left-hand low, but I've been putting the other way my whole life. And I'm comfortable putting that way, and I'm confident putting that way. So I don't want to switch, even though it might be better. And anchoring might be better. It might be a better system, but it may... Maybe there's not, the way I look at it, I don't think there's as much feel in it when you're anchoring. So that's where I don't like it, and that's where I think it loses its advantage.
Yeah, I mean, so that's the argument for banning it, is the feel, right?
Well, I think there's less feel. I think there's less feel when you anchor it.
Yeah, I agree 1,000%. Yeah. Yes. I think there's less feel left-hand low.
I agree too. But if you started that way, you'd be used to it, you know, and right. That's how you grow and adjusted your feel and created your feel as a player growing up for 15 years, then it's not a problem. But for me, at my age, to switch, it would be peculiar.
I experimented with the claw, mm-hmm. the paintbrush grip, the modified claw, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, for folks wondering, that's where your left hand is normal, but your right hand is in, like, picture yourself holding a thick paintbrush handle. Mm-hmm. Or if you got a lobster claw, right, and it's, you know, kind of in your fingers, and it's to help keep it straighter through. And experiment for a little bit, with some mild success, but I'm like, you know what, I want that feel back, that toe flow, I want that back.
And a lot of times people are doing when they're searching for something at putting. When I'm struggling with my putting, I go back to my fundamentals and try to make three-footers and work on my stroke and make sure I'm not moving and my eyes are over the ball and look, you know, have someone take a look if I'm doing these things. So, you know, these are, like you talked about, Bernhard Langer. No one has, he had the yips so bad for so long, and he actually wrote an excellent book on putting years ago. And he has fought through his putting woes. And, I mean, if we look at his career, we've been following him for 40 years, I feel like, 30 years, and he has used every method of putting there is, and he's always searching. And then there's guys like Crenshaw, who you were talking about. You know, he just has the same flowing stroke, and, you know, that he's never had a problem with it. But the people who struggle, and then the guys that are switching putters every week, they're typically not good putters. The guys who have the same stroke, the same putter week after week, they're usually the best putters. The guys who are switching gear every week and trying a new method, they usually feel like they're struggling.
So that's Dustin then. Right? I mean, he switched putters, and he used a different putter in round one and round two.
I mean, if you have different, like, if you have the same style with one's maybe a little lighter, one's a little heavier, one's a half inch short.
He went Fang to Spider.
Yeah, they're similar, I guess.
Similar, yes. Yeah.
But I guess, you know, he maybe didn't feel well, but comfortable the day before, it didn't work. And sometimes a little thing, like when you're struggling with your putting and you just try a new method for a day or two, it sparks something.
Yeah.
You go back to your old method, and you're back to putting all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, sometimes just using a different putter makes you appreciate your old putter, right?
It gives you a different feel, yeah. If you go from a quarter droop or a half droop putter, like an answer, to a face balance putter, that's a lot different feel in the putting stroke.
Yes. I have them all.
I know. I've seen your basement. Yes.
I'm actually toying with getting another one.
Yeah, I can't talk. I have about 11 Scotty Camerons sitting in a bag somewhere. Yeah, so
we might need to talk. You got anyway?
We can swap.
All right. We're going to take a break here on Tee to Green. We are live from Niagara Falls Country Club. Final round of the Porter Cup is today. Ben Reichert, the local, I'm going to say boy, local young man.
He just graduated from college.
From East Amherst, is in the lead right now at 9 under par, 1-shot lead over a few players. He'll tee off at noon today. It is free and open to the public. You just make a donation to the Boy Scouts. They'll direct you where to park. And you can come out, again, free and open to the public out here. There is a little bit of concessions that you can take part in here. They'll have some merchandise. You want to support the Porter Cup and Niagara Falls Country Club, you can certainly do so.
And one of the best views from the clubhouse grounds anywhere in the country, actually.
Probably can see Toronto today, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
It's pretty cool. Yep.
Yeah, you can see it from the 16th green and then from the back of the clubhouse.
Yeah, nice clear day.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, they've done a lot of great things up here at Niagara Falls Country Club. They're a new section of the clubhouse and such. Too, and I'm sure one of the fine people in a Porter Cup shirt would talk about membership if you're interested in becoming a member here at Niagara Falls Country Club. All right, when we come back, we are going to get a check of the Ryder Cup report and the standings, because we are winding down here on the season, and we'll get our Western New York PGA tip of the week. It is wet out here in Western New York. It has been. You need to carry the ball. Jeff's going to tell us how you can pick up some extra carry off the tee when we come back here on Tee to Green. And the Ryder Cup standings for Team USA right now. You can guess who's in the lead, Jeff. Can you guess who's in the lead?
No, I cannot.
Oh, come on. He just won.
Colin
Morikawa.
I would have guessed that, but
all right. Yeah. Colin Morikawa in the lead. He's a lock to make. Dustin Johnson second.
Is he still fourth in the word, Colin, or did he move up to third or second after that win? I need to check that. Yeah, he's
one, ranked number one for Ryder Cup.
The world rankings, he's I didn't know going into last week he was fourth in the world.
I didn't
quietly,
either.
Yeah, he's quietly that good. Yeah.
Morikawa's one, Dustin Johnson, followed by Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka. That should be interesting. Justin Thomas and Xander Schauffele, top six. Jordan Spieth, seven. Patrick Reed is eight. I'd say, you know, they're in. Then you've got the four captains' picks. And if you just went by, chalk here on who's on there, Harris English, Patrick Cantlay, Dan Berger, and Tony Finau. Finau's playing the best out of that group as of late. Although he had a terrible tee shot on 18 yesterday. I mean, middle of the lake. It wasn't even like Dustin Johnson put it in the water 18. It just rolled in the edge. I mean, it almost hit the 3M sign in the middle of the lake.
One of those double crosses, as they say.
Yeah. Yes. And then after that, Webb Simpson, Scottie Scheffler, Jason Kokrak would be an interesting selection. I mean, he's played well.
Mm-hmm.
15th, Horschel, 16. Phil Mickelson, 17. I think he's got to have a great run here at the end to make it.
You know, every year we look at our Ryder Cup team, every 2 years, when it's, I don't see how we lose ever. I mean, this team looks like it's just completely stacked, and whoever you pick is going to be awesome, and then it's still a fight. Yeah, it's always a fight.
Yeah, it is. It should be a great event at Whistling Straits coming up in September. Want to mention our friends at Scroy Financial. They're a locally family-owned financial planning firm. They've been helping Western New Yorkers achieve their financial goals since 1971. And listen, they are transparent about fees and everything. They have your interests first here. And so here's what I recommend. Whether, you know, you've had a 401k, you've been with somebody for a long time, just it's a complimentary one-hour consultation. Just starting out, hey, you need some help navigating the markets here, give our friends at Scroy Financial call, 674-6700, scroyfinancial.com, S-G-R-O-I financial.com. And again, that Ryder Cup report is brought to you by the Giumpa Agency. It's G-I-U-M-P-A in Clarence. Go save some money on all of your insurance. You can bundle it all together. Frank Giumpa and the Giumpa Agency. All right, listen, it's time now for our tip of the week, which is brought to you by the Western New York PGA. And the Western New York PGA has one goal in mind, that's promoting and growing the game of golf for today, tomorrow, and beyond. Okay, today, tomorrow, and beyond in the near future, it's going to be wet still here in Western New York, Jeff. I mean, it's just been a horrific week and a half. I feel bad saying that. We've had, you know, pretty decent weather this spring and such.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we've had so much rain. Some parts in Western New York over 8 inches in the last 10 days,
which is unheard of.
Yes,
unheard of numbers. Been,
and so, a shout out to Dave Mateer again here at Niagara Falls Country Club and all the superintendents in Western New York for the work that they've done to get us out on the golf course, play the ball down.
Yeah, they're playing the ball down here. I was shocked when the rules official told me that today.
Yeah that is well done to be able to do that. To keep the ball down, and I have to lift, clean, and place it. But we're going to do two tips.
Okay.
Two tips in one here.
All right.
I'm going to throw a second one at you.
All right.
But let's first talk about carrying the golf ball, especially off the tee. You know, this is like a bad banquet, no roll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you just got to carry the
That's
ball.
A dad joke.
It certainly is, but it works. You got to carry the ball off the tee a little further. Mm-hmm. What are some tips people can do? Is there anything they can do to carry the ball further?
Oh, there certainly are. You know, people love hitting that low bullet. I tend to hit the ball flatter than the machine, the TrackMans, and all the data collection would tell me I can to hit it as far as I can. You know, you want to combine carry and roll. And the optimum, think of throwing a ball as far as you can. If you're going to throw a baseball as far as you can, you don't have a low, flat firing it, you know, 6 feet high above the ground, you have a nice parabolic arc on it. So we want to do that any time of the year, really. You want the ball coming down at about 30-degree angle when it lands, and that's how you get the most carry and the most roll out of your golf shots, and the most distance, I should say. So, you know, teeing the ball a little bit more forward, you know, a lot of these clubs are adjustable. I don't like people tinkering too much with that, but adding loft is not necessarily a bad thing. I don't like when you tinker, make it left or right or anything. I like to keep my face at the neutral setting, but I will add some loft on a day like this. The other thing you might want to consider, and move the ball a little forward, just so you catch it a little more on the upswing, I'll tend to tuck my right tilt a tiny bit towards my right side just to get a little bit lower under the ball. It's hard to explain on the radio, but you know, if you take your right hand and you're a right-handed golfer and you slide it down to your right knee, it kind of lowers that right shoulder a little bit, get your spine angle tilting away from the ball. I might do a tidge more of that when I'm trying to launch it a little higher and still concentrate on centerness of contact. Some people are better off hitting their three wood because they'll carry their three wood higher.
Higher loft.
It's a little easier to hit. It's a little shorter club. It'll have a higher launch angle. When the ball's like this and it's not rolling, your launch angle is pretty much determining everything. A lot of people could and would hit their three wood further than their driver just because they launch it at a better angle.
Which stuns some people.
Oh, right? Yeah, it's an ego thing. Yeah, I'm going to hit the driver. Or, you know, a lot of times people feel like you have to hit the driver off the tee, so they reach for the driver intuitively. Go out and play today, hit three wood off the tee a few times and see, hey, maybe I hit three wood further because it carries a little higher. And if you especially have lower club head speeds and you have a driver with too little loft, you're not optimizing that. So maybe your three wood, if you have lower club head speeds, might carry further for you. I know downwind I often like to hit a three wood because it's got a little more loft and it'll get up in the air and just float. It'll go as far as my driver and it's a little shorter, a little easier to control.
You know, just do some math. When you look at the scorecard, say, all right, well, this hole's only 385 yards, for example. Right. Well, geez, if I carry my three wood 240, let's just say,
That's plenty.
Well, that's plenty. Then I just maybe have a 9 or an 8 iron left into the green there, which is good enough. Control. Find the fairway.
Or be when you're on the range, hit the driver next to the 3 wood a couple times and see which one's carrying further.
Sure.
Yeah, and then and especially when it's what you do want to carry. Yeah.
Yeah. Put the ego aside when it comes to that.
It's about the number on the card at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Yes. The scorecard doesn't care how you got the number on there. That's for sure.
No.
Again, maybe forward, add some loft if you can.
Add a little forward. Make sure it's forward, I should say. And then I will tilt my right shoulder as a right-handed golfer.
Do you tee it up higher at all?
You know, sometimes teeing it up higher, you will catch it on the upswing, but it often, the higher it gets, sometimes you come in a little shallower. And, you know, moving it a little forward will help hit it with an ascending blow. I'd rather have that than... It's hard to explain that. If sometimes when it's high like that, we tee it high because you don't want to hit down on it and create spin. And you also get a chance to get under, not under, you're swinging up like 1 to 2 degrees. You move it forward so the bottom of your arc on your golf swing, so your driver's lowest point is right behind the ball, and then it's slightly ascending when it makes contact. Sometimes when you tee it high, if you get too high, sometimes people end up coming in flatter and shallower, like at a zero angle, and it won't launch as high. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. This is where you need to go to the range before your round and work on that a little bit for the conditions on the day.
As you're warming up, you know, it's not a practice session before a round. It's a warm-up session. Hit your driver and hit your three wood and see which one's carrying.
You don't have to go through the full bucket.
No. You don't need to get there 2.5 hours before a scramble and hit ball for 2.5 hours. Yeah.
By the way, I didn't hit a single ball the other day. I always play great when I don't hit a ball.
You could crawl out of the trunk of a Volkswagen after a cross-country ride and stripe it, Kev.
We got a few minutes left here. I want to get one more quick tip and then just kind of recap what's happening today here at Niagara Falls Country Club for folks to come on out. Mud balls. All right. You know, people, what's a mud ball? When you see a little dirt on your ball, a little mud on your ball because of soft conditions, when you can't lift and clean it, any tips on hitting a mud ball?
Well, typically they say it'll spin the opposite way of the mud. I have no tips for you. It's just hit and hope half the time, you know, because how's that ball going to rotate? You know, if you see it on one side, you can kind of, but sometimes when you stripe it, the mud flops off or comes off.
So don't club up or anything.
I just take my chances and try to hit the best shot I can. And that's all I can do. Cause sometimes it gets up there and it spins one way and sometimes it dives. And so you never know. Depends how sticky and clingy that mud is, how your contact ends up being, where the mud, you know, on the, how the ball's rotating, where the mud is. You know, there's a million variables there. I know there's old saws but I don't think they actually apply. I think it's the luck of the draw a lot of times with the mud ball.
Yeah.
Have you ever predicted it correctly with a mud ball?
No.
Like, you hit it up there and you go, uh-oh, where's it going?
Yeah.
You just wonder where it's going to go.
The only thing I've noticed is, you don't get the spin. So I don't play for that on the green. Like, I'm not looking for it to grab.
Yeah.
Because of the mud. Because once it rotates and it hits the mud, it skips, right? It's not going to... not going to dig in.
Yeah, and depending on what how much mud's on there, you know, and there might be mud underneath that you don't see.
Right.
And, you know, it's usually wet when you're playing like that anyway. So if you catch good, clean contact, sometimes that mud will fall. I mean, there's a lot of force being impacted in the back of the ball. Sometimes that mud just falls, you know, falls off, or sometimes it doesn't. And it goes up there and it spins in an awkward way, and it's very, very difficult to predict what a mud ball is going to do, I think.
All right. Final few things here from Niagara Falls Country Club. Again, today is the final round of the Porter Cup, and leaders tee off at noon. Ben Reichert from East Amherst, is in the lead at 9 under par, a one-shot lead. Should be a great finish, great afternoon for golf. Hopefully everything gets in. I saw potential for some activity later.
I'm not hexing them, late
in the day. So they're going to get it in here. Admission is free. So you get to come on out here. They'll direct you to parking. The Boy Scouts are handling the parking over there. A small donation to the Boy Scouts.
On Military Road.
Yeah, right on Military Road. There'll be programs available for free while they last. So you can get those out and find out who you're following here. The first groups tee off here in just a few minutes in the Porter Cup. So great event here, 62nd Annual Porter Cup. The future stars of golf are playing here this weekend at Niagara Falls Country Club. Final round today, so don't miss your chance to come on out here and support amateur golf here in Western New York, support the Porter Cup, the 62nd edition of the Porter Cup here in this great tournament that's put on year in and year out. And ask somebody, hey, how do I get in the Ham Am next year? Because it's a great experience. You get to play golf with mid-am or one of these great college players, and just marvel at how they hit the ball.
Everybody I know, I've never played in it. Everybody I know that's played in it, they say this exactly what you say. The first one, it's awesome. It's great. And then you got this kid who you're going to be following and consider about for the rest of his career, because a lot of these guys are being playing the tour. So I forget who Brian Kozio played with, but, you know, the guy's in the top 15 on the...
Well, that was in a Korn Ferry thing.
Oh, okay.
But Sebastian Munoz. Yes.
Same idea, though. You
right.
know, you get to meet these players, and you got a rooting interest in them and watching them go forward and watching their careers. And
I remember many years ago, I played with John Peterson, who was LSU, and before he turned pro, played with him here, and 2 years later, he was putting for the lead in the U.S. Open at Olympic Club.
I remember that name, yes.
I'm like, I play with that guy.
That's yeah. cool, yeah, yeah. That's
and then,
cool
I, and then I was following up the Phoenix Open on the tour, and I went there. I was in an interview area, and I went up to him, I'm like, John, I remember. He's like, yeah, I remember you. Like, yeah, it was kind of a cool deal.
Well, and that's the whole thing with this event is it's just everybody who's in it, everybody around it, all the people who play just love it. And that's why it's so successful in attracting the best amateurs in the world every year to this event.
All right, that's going to do it for today's show. I want to thank the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and our home clubs Pendleton Creek and Lancaster Country Club for being our main sponsors of the show. And, of course, I want to thank everybody here at Niagara Falls Country Club for their support of Tee to Green. For Jeff Minas, I'm Kevin Sylvester, and Brian Koziel's off. We'll see you next week right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
And the Ryder Cup standings for Team USA right now. You can guess who's in the lead, Jeff. Can you guess who's in the lead?
No, I cannot.
Come on. He just won.
Colin
Morikawa.
I would have guessed that. But
all right. Yeah. Colin Morikawa in the lead. He's a lock to make. Dustin Johnson second.
Is he still fourth in the word, Colin, or did he move up to third or second after that win? I need to check that. Yeah, he's
one, ranked number one for Ryder Cup.
But in the world rankings, he's I didn't know going into last week he was fourth in the world.
I didn't
quietly,
either.
Yeah, he's quietly that good. Yeah,
Morikawa's one. Dustin Johnson followed by Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka. That should be interesting. Justin Thomas and Xander Schauffele, top six. Jordan Spieth, seven. Patrick Reed is eight. I'd say they're in. Then you've got the four captains' picks, and if you just went by, chalk here on who's on there: Harris English, Patrick Cantlay, Dan Berger, and Tony Finau. Finau's playing the best out of that group as of late, although he had a terrible tee shot on 18 yesterday. I mean, middle of the lake. It wasn't even like Dustin Johnson put it in the water 18. It just rolled in the edge. I mean, this was – it almost hit the 3M sign in the middle of the lake.
One of those double crosses, as they say.
Yeah. Yes. And then after that, Webb Simpson, Scottie Scheffler, Jason Kokrak would be an interesting selection. I mean, he's played well.
Mm-hmm.
15th, Horschel 16, Phil Mickelson 17. I think he's got to have a great run here at the end to make it.
You know, every year we look at our Ryder Cup team, every 2 years, when it's I don't see how we lose ever. I mean, this team
right.
looks like it's just completely stacked, and whoever you pick is going to be awesome, and then it's still a fight. Yeah, it's always a fight.
Yeah, it is. That should be a great event at Whistling Straits coming up in September. Want to mention our friends at Scroy Financial. They're a locally family-owned financial planning firm. They've been helping Western New Yorkers achieve their financial goals since 1971. And listen, they are transparent about fees and everything. They have your interests first here. And so here's what I recommend. Whether, you know, you've had a 401k, you've been with somebody for a long time, just it's a complimentary one-hour consultation. Just starting out, hey, you need some help navigating the markets here, give our friends at Scroy Financial call, 674-6700, scroyfinancial.com, scroifinancial.com. And again, that Ryder Cup report is brought to you by the Giumpa Agency. It's Giumpa in Clarence. Go save some money on all of your insurance. You can bundle it all together. Frank Giumpa and the Giumpa Agency. All right, listen, it's time now for our tip of the week, which is brought to you by the Western New York PGA. And the Western New York PGA has one goal in mind, that's promoting and growing the game of golf for today, tomorrow, and beyond. Okay, today, tomorrow, and beyond in the near future is going to be wet still in Western New York, Jeff. I mean, it's just been a horrific week and a half. I feel bad saying that. We've had, you know, pretty decent weather this spring and such.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we've had so much rain. Some parts in Western New York over 8 inches in the last 10 days.
Which is unheard of.
Yes.
Yeah, unheard of numbers.
And so a shout out to Dave Mateer again here at Niagara Falls Country Club and all the superintendents in Western New York for the work that they've done to get us out on the golf course, play the ball down.
Yeah, they're playing the ball down here. I was shocked when the rules official told me that today.
Yeah that is, well done to be able to do that. To keep the ball down, and I have to lift, clean, and place it. But we're going to do two tips.
Okay.
Two tips in one here.
All right.
I'm going to throw a second one at you.
All right.
But let's first talk about carrying the golf ball, especially off the tee. You know, this is like a bad banquet, no roll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you just got to carry the
That's
ball.
A dad joke.
It certainly is, but it works. You got to carry the ball off the tee a little further. Mm-hmm. What are some tips people can do? Is there anything they can do to carry the ball further?
Oh, there certainly are. People love hitting that low bullet. I tend to hit the ball flatter than the machines, the TrackMans, and all the data collection would tell me I can to hit it as far as I can. You know, you want to combine carry and roll. And the optimum, think of throwing a ball as far as you can. If you're going to throw a baseball as far as you can, you don't have a low, flat firing it, you know, 6 feet high above the ground, you have a nice parabolic arc on it. So we want to do that any time of the year, really. You want the ball coming down at about 30-degree angle when it lands, and that's how you get the most carry and the most roll out of your golf shots, and the most distance, I should say. So, you know, teeing the ball a little bit more forward, you know, a lot of these clubs are adjustable. I don't like people tinkering too much with that, but adding loft is not necessarily a bad thing. I don't like when you tinker, make it left or right or anything. I like to keep my face at the neutral setting, but I will add some loft on a day like this. The other thing you might want to consider and move the ball a little forward, just so you catch it a little more on the upswing. I'll tend to tuck my right tilt a tiny bit towards my right side just to get a little bit lower under the ball. It's hard to explain on the radio, but you know, if you take your right hand and you're right-handed golfer and you slide it down to your right knee, it kind of lowers that right shoulder a little bit, get your spine angle tilting away from the ball. I might do a tidge more of that when I'm trying to launch it a little higher and still concentrate on centerness of contact. Some people are better off hitting their three wood because they'll carry their three wood higher.
Higher loft.
It's a little easier to hit. It's a little shorter club. It'll have a higher launch angle. When the ball's like this and it's not rolling, your launch angle is pretty much determining everything. A lot of people could and would hit their three wood further than their driver just because they launch it at a better angle.
Which stuns some people.
Right? Oh, yeah. It's an ego thing. Yeah, I'm going to hit the driver. Or, you know, a lot of times people feel like you have to hit the driver off the tee, so they reach for the driver intuitively. Go out and play today. Hit three wood off the tee a few times and see, hey, maybe I hit three wood further because it carries a little higher. And if you especially have lower club head speeds and you have a driver with too little loft, you're not optimizing that. So maybe your three wood, if you have lower club head speeds, might carry further for you. I know downwind I often like to hit a three wood because it's got a little more loft, and it'll get up in the air and just float. It'll go as far as my driver, and it's a little shorter, a little easier to control.
You know, just do some math. When you look at the scorecard, say, all right, well, this hole's only 385 yards, for example.
Right.
Well, geez, if I carry my three-wood 240, let's just say,
That's plenty.
Well, that's plenty. Then I just maybe have a 9 or 8 iron left into the green there, which is good enough. Control. Find the fairway.
Or when you're on the range, hit the driver next to the three wood a couple times and see which one's carrying further.
Sure.
Yeah. And then and especially when it's wet, you do want the carry. Yeah.
Yeah. Put the ego aside when it comes to that.
It's about the number on the card at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. The scorecard doesn't care how you got the number on there. That's for sure.
No.
Again, maybe forward, add some loft if you can.
A little bit forward. Make sure it's forward, I should say. And then I will tilt my right shoulder as a right-handed golfer.
Tee it up higher at all?
You know, sometimes teeing it up higher, you will catch it on the upswing, but it often, if it the higher it gets, sometimes you come in a little shallower. And, you know, moving it a little forward will help hit it with an ascending blow. I'd rather have that than... It's hard to explain that. If sometimes when it's high like that, we tee it high because you don't want to hit down on it and create spin. And you also get a chance to get under it, not under it. You're swinging up like 1 to 2 degrees. You move it forward so the bottom of your arc on your golf swing, so your driver's lowest point is right behind the ball, and then it's slightly ascending when it makes contact. Sometimes when you tee it high, if you get too high, sometimes people end up coming in flatter and shallower, like at a zero angle, and it won't launch as high. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. This is where you need to go to the range before your round,
mm-hmm.
and work on that a little bit for the conditions on the day.
As you're warming up, you know, it's not a practice session before a round. It's
right.
a warm-up.
It's a warm-up session.
It's a warm-up session. Hit your driver and hit your three-wood and see which one's carrying.
You don't have to go through the full bucket.
No. You don't need to get there 2.5 hours before a scramble and hit ball for 2.5 hours. Yeah.
By the way, I didn't hit a single ball the other day. One. I always play great when I don't hit a ball.
You could crawl out of the trunk of a Volkswagen after a cross-country ride and stripe it, Kev.
We got a few minutes left here. I want to get one more quick tip and then just kind of recap what's happening today here at Niagara Falls Country Club for folks to come on out. Mud balls. All right. Mm-hmm. You know, people, what's a mud ball? When you see a little dirt on your ball, a little mud on your ball because of soft conditions, when you can't lift and clean it. Any tips on hitting a mud ball?
Well, typically they say it'll spin the opposite way of the mud. I have no tips for you. It's just hit and hope half the time, you know, because how's that ball going to rotate? You know, if you see it on one side, you can kind of, but sometimes when you stripe it, the mud flops off or comes off.
So don't club up or anything.
I just take my chances and try to hit the best shot I can. And that's all I can do. Cause sometimes it gets up there and it spins one way and sometimes it dives. And so you never know. Depends how sticky and clingy that mud is, how your contact ends up being, where the mud, you know, on the, how the ball's rotating, where the mud is. Yeah, there's a million variables there. I know there's old saws but I don't think they actually apply. I think it's the luck of the draw a lot of times with the mud ball. Have you ever predicted it correctly with a mud ball?
No.
Like, you hit it up there and you go, uh-oh, where's it going?
Yeah.
You just wonder where it's going to go.
The only thing I've noticed is, you don't get the spin. So I don't play for that on the green. Like, I'm not looking for it to grab.
Yeah.
Because of the mud. Because once it rotates and it hits the mud, it skips, right? It's not gonna dig in.
Yeah, and depending on how much mud's on there, you know, and there might be mud underneath that you don't see. And you know, it's usually wet when you're playing like that anyway. So if you catch good, clean contact, sometimes that mud will fall. I mean, there's a lot of force being impacted in the back of the ball. Sometimes that mud just falls off, or sometimes it doesn't, and it goes up there and it spins in an awkward way, and it's very, very difficult to predict what a mud ball is going to do, I think.
All right. Final few things here from Niagara Falls Country Club. Again, today is the final round of the Porter Cup, and leaders tee off at noon. Ben Reichert from East Amherst, is in the lead at 9 under par, a one-shot lead. Should be a great finish, great afternoon for golf. Hopefully everything gets in. I saw potential for some activity later. I'm not hexing them. Late in the day. So they're going to get it in here. Admission is free. So you get to come on out here. They'll direct you to parking. The Boy Scouts are handling the parking there. Small donation to the Boy Scouts.
On Military Road.
Yeah, right on Military Road. There'll be programs available for free while they last. So you can get those out and find out who you're following here. The first groups tee off here in just a few minutes in the Porter Cup. So great event here, 62nd Annual Porter Cup. The future stars of golf are playing here this weekend at Niagara Falls Country Club. Final round today, so don't miss your chance to come on out here and support amateur golf here in Western New York, support the Porter Cup, the 62nd edition of the Porter Cup here in this great tournament that's put on year in and year out. And ask somebody, hey, how do I get in the Ham Am next year? Because it's a great experience. You get to play golf with a mid-am or one of these great college players and just marvel at how they hit the ball.
Everybody I know, I've never played in it. Everybody I know that's played in it, they say this exactly what you say. The first one, it's awesome. It's great. And then you got this kid who you're going to be following and consider about for the rest of his career, because a lot of these guys are being playing the tour. So I forget who Brian Koziol played with, but, you know, the guy's in the top 15 on the...
Well, that was in a Corn Ferry thing.
Oh, okay.
But Sebastian Munoz.
Same idea, though. You know,
right.
You get to meet these players, and you got a rooting interest in them and watching them go forward and watching their careers. And
I remember many years ago, I played with John Peterson, who was LSU, and before he turned pro, played with him here, and 2 years later, he was putting for the lead in the U.S. Open at Olympic Club.
I remember that name, yes.
I'm like, I play with that guy.
That's cool. Yeah.
And then I was following up the Phoenix Open on the tour, and I went there. I was in an interview area, and I went up to him. I'm like, John, I remember. He's like, yeah, I remember you. Like, yeah, it was kind of a cool deal.
Well, and that's the whole thing with this event is it's just everybody who's in it, everybody around it, all the people who play just love it. And that's why it's so successful in attracting the best amateurs in the world every year to this event.
All right. That's going to do it for today's show. I want to thank the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and our home clubs, Pendleton Creek and Lancaster Country Club, for being our main sponsors of the show. And, of course, I want to thank everybody here at Niagara Falls Country Club for their support of Tee to Green. For Jeff Minas, I'm Kevin Sylvester, and Brian Colziel's off. We'll see you next week right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.